You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Funny little story that's out this morning. It's a poll asking people if they like it when they walk into a store, if they are greeted by an employee. And I remember on this show many years ago having some laughs about that because I said I would prefer when I walk into the store that nobody say anything to me. If I need help, I know to go find someone and tell them what I'm looking for. But this whole, hi, is there anything in particular you're looking for today? It's like, I don't like that question. I don't.
So you're thinking they immediately go into like, can I help you with anything? Versus just like your Walmart greeter that's like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, Walmart greeters are fine.
I love them.
There's a difference for whatever reason. Walmart greeters stand out as a separate entity.
Okay.
Because you know they're generally retired people just saying hello. I think that's sweet.
I sometimes even stop and talk to them. I'm like, hey,
yeah,
what's new today?
That's great.
You seen anything
crazy?
That's
a different animal. I'm talking about walking. Like, I went into a particular hardware store this past weekend. And there was a guy who was just in my face. He's like, he was standing there waiting. He's like, hello, welcome. And I was like, thank you. He goes, what can we help you with today? I said, oh, I'm just looking for something. He says, well, yeah. And he's asked me like two more questions.
He could see the confusion on your face, though, because you were in a hardware store.
That could very well be. In this particular case, I knew what I wanted.
He's like,
I knew how to get this guy
looks confused.
Yeah, I am. I'm a duck out of water.
You're not
anyway.
Around these parts, are you? From around
but
these
there's
parts.
All of this, like, kind of hovering and asking you all these questions and trying. And I know that they are schooled by certain managers. You know, you got to be helpful to the clients. Well, here we go, Jer. A new survey is out. More than half of people are just like me and don't want to be bothered by an employee when they walk in the store.
Oh, so you're the I'll find help if I need it.
Only 8% of people like when an employee is standing there and starts asking them questions. 8% like that. 52% say don't do that. I thought I was a weirdo. I'm not. Where do you stand on this?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I like to be greeted as I walk in. I mean, we covered Walmart. Home Depot is big on that. They got the guy standing there. And then he does do the follow-up question, which I generally like at those big box hardware stores because I'm like, yeah, where's the pipes? You know, and he's like, 14 down there. And second, how do they know where everything is in that giant store? It's very, very impressive.
See, I have a funny, maybe again it's because it's not my turf, but I have a different relationship when I go into those types of stores, the Home Depots and Lowe's and places like that, I can't get help from anybody.
Really?
And when you do finally find them, it's like you have ruined their day.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot.
Never experienced that.
Try to find one. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for a valve for such and such. All right, let me stop what I was doing. We're checking out sports scores. I'll show you where the valves are.
Oh my gosh! No, I've never.
You've never encountered that
at all.
Well, I bet we get text messages from people who are like, "Yeah, they don't want to help you in those stores."
Really?
The truth of the matter is, and Gretchen observed this a while back. She says after the pandemic started, there was a whole shift in businesses anyway where nobody wants to really be there or work or help anyone. She says that is the new pandemic, is very unhelpful employees who just have got better things to do with their time. When you walk in and you ask for help, they're like,
is it because you guys are using the wrong lingo, too? I mean, I mentioned you look like you duck out of water or whatever, but are you saying, I need the doohickey with the thingamabob on the top, the little spinny thing?
That would be funny. Actually, I think they might appreciate that. I just feel like there is a whole growing, I'm agreeing with Gretchen, that there is a growing trend of businesses where people just don't even want to be there.
There it shows. If you want a business where people do, you know, they are all over you, there's a particular furniture store in town.
Except my
it's like Dom. The furniture store in town, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but you forgot Dom's Law.
They will come up to you every 30 seconds while you're there. Every 30 seconds.
But Dom's Law with furniture stores is that'll happen for sure if it is a woman or a man with a woman. But generally in furniture stores, if you're a solo dude walking in, they have no time for you. And we actually even tested this a few years ago, and it was absolutely true. So if you want attention in a furniture store, there has to be a woman with you at least, or you just need to be a woman. Because if you're just a solo guy going in, they're like, he's not buying anything. Let's wait until he brings the boss back. Then we'll pay attention.
Wow, how sexist of you.
Yeah, it's maybe reverse sexist, I guess. Because they're saying women have all the power when it comes to furniture purchases. And these furniture people know that. So they don't waste their time on guys.
Oh,
like, sir, go get your wife, and then we'll sell you some furniture.
That's
I'm not going to go to all this trouble. For you to come back in with your wife, and she's going to shoot down whatever you have picked out.
We're not getting
Get her now,
you're
sir.
Not getting the yellow couch, sir.
Yes. And look at every single guy. Look at the furniture in his house, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. That's
bad. So that's Dom's law when it comes to furniture stores. I don't know. And then there's the whole hovering thing, which is a whole nother issue. That's like that furniture store you're talking about.
Yeah.
Except that that furniture store that you're talking about, it's a whole army of people, right?
Yeah.
In some stores, the hoverers is that one person who follows you around, and they are a pain in the arse. But at that particular furniture store, it's like they have a cavalcade of people.
Yeah, they come marching out, definitely.
They keep coming out of the woodwork. And you get to another part of the store, there's three others that are there.
They're like zombies. They're everywhere.
Furniture.
So if you read farther into this story, it's kind of funny because they say people do want employees to be available and helpful if we do have questions.
Well, sure. Yeah.
So we're trying to walk this fine line, right? We don't want to be bugged, but at the same time, we want to know that someone is there to hold our hand if we need it.
True that. True story.
So that's where
shopping is hard.
Shopping is hard, Jer. And this is where I think stores can learn a lesson in training their employees, is to be attentive if you can tell that someone is failing terribly on their mission, but stay out of their grill otherwise and don't hover and bug people.
It's a delicate balance. Or just shop online. Just shop on Amazon like I do.